Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hey, everyone, welcome to another episode. Today, I have a guest named Jenny, and she is a website designer and strategist. She designs money-making websites for brands, for female founders and CEOs who are busy running their business and are ready to scale. Today on our episode, we are talking all about three quick wins that take less than 5 minutes to implement, but will make a giant impact on your conversion rate. What do we mean by conversion rate? Clients, of course. So, listen up, take some notes, and welcome to the show, Jenny.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
All right, we are live officially. So,
okay.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Janine?
Good. Having a good year so far?
Yeah. You know, it's been really busy. I feel like after the holidays, it's just been like crazy busy, but good so far.
Yeah. Good. Good. Are you having, I know you do like web design and stuff. Are you having a lot of people like reach out now compared to like the end of the year?
Yeah, like the beginning of December, people were really interested. And then as soon as the holidays came, it settled down. And then like, I feel like January 1st, everyone's like, we've got to do it now. And yes. And it takes time. It takes so much time to do a website. So like, yeah, everyone's knocking at my door right now.
That's awesome. Well, that's a good problem to have, right? Coming into
a
new year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a little bit. Tell us about what you do and like how you got started into it.
Yeah, sure. So I own Jenny B Designs. We're a web design studio. I work primarily with female CEOs who are kind of in the spot where they know who they are, what they do, and they're ready to up level and take the next step and to make more money with their websites. Because in my opinion, that's why you have a website, to make money. And I got my start in the nonprofit marketing world. So I was there for a very long time. And that's where I learned how to design websites and do all things marketing. I feel like there's like a lot of similarities between the nonprofit world and solopreneurship or entrepreneurship, because you kind of have to do like all of the things. So I got a lot of hands-on work and learning there. And when my son was born 8 years ago now, he just turned 8 last week, I just decided I wanted to go all in on myself and just have my own business and make my own hours, spend time with the kids. And I love designing. And that's how I really got started. And it's been so great. I've worked with so many wonderful clients and people, both in the nonprofit world and then now a lot of female entrepreneurs. So it's been quite the journey. It's kind of like I see myself and all my clients, and it's been fun.
Very cool. Now, did you go to school for web design, or is this something that has always been like dear to your heart that you just learned on your own?
Yeah, I just learned at the nonprofit, like back in, I don't know, 2009, they needed a website. And I was like, okay, I'll figure this out. And I just kind of like learned on the job and just started developing my skills.
Very good. Do you work off a certain platform, or do you like specialize in all different areas?
Yes, I work with WordPress and I use page builders on that. I find it's easier to be able to hand off to my clients when I use a page builder. So WordPress is my preferred platform.
Very good. Very good. I mean, you must have an eye for design. Like, I don't have an eye for design. I can't even like match my clothes half the time. But you have to have some sort of eye for design to be able to create
whole bunch of different people's websites, right?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I'm both sides of my, like, left and right brain. Like, I'm really organized and structured, and believe it or not, that's like really important for a website, because like pieces need to appear in certain spots. But then, yeah, like you said, like I also have like my creative freedoms to be able to design. So I kind of like mesh the two together, and it's a lot of fun.
That's a unique skill, I'll tell you. That surely is a unique skill.
Yeah. Okay.
Today we're going to dive into, and this is like the title of the episode, and it's going to be three quick wins that take less than 5 minutes to implement, but will make a giant impact on your conversion rate. It's such a hook. Like, everybody wants to know these three tips. So I'm going to let you kind of take over and dive into number one, and then I'll kind of chime in if there's some comments or questions I have.
Okay, awesome. So the first one is, we're all busy people, right? And attention spans are super short. When someone lands on your website, you really have less than 3 seconds to make it clear who you are, what you do, who you help, and then how to take the next step with you. And actually, I'm pulling up your website because you do it so well. When you land on your website, you know, you say you want a side job as a nurse that isn't taking 12 hours of your day. You're identifying like who you work with. And then you say it, I teach nurses how to create their own profitable online freelance writing business with a button, I'm interested. Like, bam, like you got it. Like, it's super clear who you are, what you do, how you help, and how to take the next step. And I see a lot of people kind of miss that. Sometimes when you land on a website, like sometimes they have like fancy jargon that you don't really understand, like what they do and like who they help. And so I always say it's better to be clear over clever. And that is so important. And it's the first impression. And if you can do anything today, that's like my number one top tip. Just get that landing right so that people know what to do when they take action.
Well, and I think too, it's not even just like, I'm a freelance writer. Like, that's cool. That's cool that you're a freelance writer. But I like to say like who you help specifically, like you said. And I think design wise, you always want to keep it above like everything. Like first thing you see, like you said, nobody wants to scroll and then find the answer. We don't have time for that. Nobody has time for that. It is so true, especially these days. So perfect. Thank you. And thanks for using me as an example.
Totally. Awesome. Okay. So the next thing is understanding. So this is, I'm going to give you the quick tip, but here's the backstory. You need to understand the overall goal of your website. So is it to, and for you, I think right now it's to sign up for your upcoming webinar. Like that's the goal of your websites, and your calls to action align with that, right? But maybe like for me, my first step is to have someone fill out a contact form so that we can have a consultation call. So understanding what that overall goal is and that you want someone to do, and then look at your website. And I like to say, making sure that there are no dead ends. So if you're on your homepage, making sure that there are calls to action to take that first step. So the webinar, going down your page and the last portion of the homepage, make sure there's not a dead end, that you're leading your visitors to the next step in their journey to take, you know, that critical step to sign up for the webinar or to fill out a form. So that's an easy, easy thing that you can do. Just like look at the bottom of your homepage and just scan throughout and just make sure that there's a call to action that you can change to get people into your funnel.
And I think too, this is something as we're talking, you guys, put it into action for your LinkedIn profile too, because for us as healthcare writers, that's where we're finding most of our clients. If you're finding most of your clients on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, same thing, put it over there too. Like think of those social profiles as your mini web pages, but the same ideas work because again, short attention spans, they need to know what to do when they get there. And now here's my question on this one. When you say that, are you saying like, okay, right when you get to the homepage, here's, you know, what I do, blah, 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 button. But for the writer, should it then be like right after that form to fill out or a little more about them?
On the homepage, like I would definitely have like just like a little blurb about yourself. And then if you want a button to read more, like if they have their own about page, like you click that to read more, you get to the about page, but make sure there's not a dead end there. So if they're reading about you on the about page, make sure you're taking them to the next step to fill out that form. So wherever you go and you're driving people, make sure there's no dead end throughout your entire site.
And I think too, to try and keep it consistent on what that call to action is, because people get confused. Are they supposed to buy a package now? Are they supposed to fill out a form? Are they supposed to fill out this contact form versus this form? Like however you have it set up on your site. I think, like you said, clarity more than anything else. Be clear, to the point. And I think less is more sometimes.
Yes. Just having an overall goal. And usually that goal aligns with the button in your top right-hand corner, because that is like a super important piece of real estate on your website. So making sure that you have a singular overall goal and that they all are driving people to that place. I agree. Less is more. Don't want to overwhelm your visitors.
For sure. All right. What's your last one?
So the last one is on your contact page, if you have a contact page, add a picture of yourself. When someone gets to that page, you know, if that's the first step in your journey, it's really nice to see a picture of the person that you are possibly going to be working with. It's just like, you know, it just makes people happy and make them more likely to fill out that contact form if they can kind of get a face-to-face view of you and as they're thinking about your services.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the humans like humans. Like we don't want to work with like robots if we don't have to. Like we like to work with each other, like human connection. And I think a picture is a good way to do that. And we don't have to have like super fancy photo shoot, you guys. Like you could just have a normal picture of you. You know, picture of you and your family. That's okay too. Whatever you think would speak to a client. For you say female entrepreneurs, I assume some of them are service-based providers. Do you have any tips for service-based providers for their website?
Yes, and primarily my audience is service-based. Kind of like what you said, less is more. So like I suggest the really clear landing with your call to action. And then I also suggest looking at your navigation. So if we're talking about service providers, you want to keep your navigation really clear and simple. For a lot of service providers I work with, I recommend 4 or less options. So the about page, the services page, the contact page. If you need to have like a blog or resources, that could be another one. But what you want to avoid is having like all the tabs and navigations up at the top. If you have multiple services, just kind of consolidate them into a dropdown. So less is more when it comes to navigation. That's a really important thing to keep in mind for them as well.
And I think too, this day and age too, make sure your site is mobile friendly. And I think most site providers have like 2 ways to look at it. So you can look at it in your desktop and then you can look at it in a mobile view, because you have a really wide picture as like the first thing on your website. That might look a little funky on a mobile device. So you can sometimes just like click it to say like, I don't want that to show when somebody's on mobile. And again, it's a user experience thing too. Like less is more, not too many links, but not too many big pictures or anything like that too. And I think, you know, everybody is going to look at their website today and go, okay, I can tweak this or tweak that, because that's what we said, like less is more. Clarity.
Yeah. And even, you know, sometimes I do this for my clients. I design a little bit of a different version for mobile. I make it less, fewer images, fewer sections. So it's just easier to get the information that you need. And then when someone comes to your site on a desktop, it can be a little bit more of a relaxed and a more pretty version, but just kind of get down to the nitty gritty for the mobile. You're exactly right, Janine.
So how about when a client contacts you, service-based provider, how long would it take from like signing contract with you to website live? Like how long does that take you?
I actually have a very quick turnaround. Typically it takes, my web design process is 4 weeks. And then typically up front, they're about 2 weeks to collect content. So it's about a month and a half.
That is quick.
If not less. Yeah. I really pride myself on being simple and easy and just wanting to get you a beautiful home that represents your brand and makes you money. So yeah, it is a pretty quick turnaround for me.
Do you use custom templates for everybody? Or do you
build from scratch? Yeah, I build from scratch.
Nice.
Yeah, so every site is custom.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to share about like tips for websites for everybody?
Those are the big ones. I think that if you make those changes and you just understand your overall goal and make sure that everything is leading towards that goal, you will see a change in conversion. So just keep that in mind. And yeah, that's about it.
Same call to action all the time, for sure. All right. Yeah. So where can people find you, Jenny? Where's the best place to follow you?
Yeah. You can find me online, jennybdesigns.com. I have a really cool website personality quiz, totally free. And it will give you three ways to up-level your website based on your personality. It's a lot of fun. So if anyone wants to take it, it's right on my website, jennybdesigns.com.
Very cool. Oh, that's fun. I think quizzes are always a good time. And what about on social?
I'm at the Jenny B Designs on Instagram.
Very cool. Now, is that where you're finding most of your clients these days?
I have a lot of referrals and then a lot of networking groups, actually. I don't think a lot of people find me online. I just like to chat with others and showcase work and things like that online. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And props to you on your website as well. It looks beautiful. It looks very stunning.
Okay. It was so nice, cool. Janine, talking to you and talking to everyone. And I hope you all learned something that you can just implement and get some more conversions.
Yeah, you did. You gave us like those quick wins. Seriously, it's not going to take you guys long to implement those. And like you said, it'll change a lot of things. Like if you have a very wordy homepage right now that's not leading anybody anywhere, this will definitely change your outlook on websites. So thank you so much, Jenny. Take care of yourself and have a good 2023. I look forward to catching up later this year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.